From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick could have some trouble tomorrow in his city's primary election. Kilpatrick was a rising star in the Democratic Party when he took office 4 years ago. At 30, he was the youngest man ever elected mayor of Detroit. But a sputtering local economy and a series of personal scandals are clouding Kilpatrick's bid for re-election and his political future. Detroit Public Radio's Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
On Woodward Avenue in downtown Detroit, Kathy Capshaw is dodging a new patch of pavement. It's one of the hundreds of miles of newly paved roads that Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick points to as a hallmark of his tenure, along with dozens of new retail and housing developments. But Capshaw says she isn't impressed. She says she knows what the mayor is really about. It's in the news almost every day.
I don't really see him doing nothing. And then when he goes out of town, he's like a hip-hop mayor. He just wants to hang out and have parties with strippers and everything else. It's like he's been in trouble all the time since we had him.
Even Kilpatrick's campaign managers acknowledge the mayor's achievements have been drowned in a flood of bad press. Rumors that refuse to go away of a wild party at the mayor's mansion, city funds used to lease a luxurious Lincoln Navigator for the mayor's family, and extravagant out-of-town trips on the taxpayers' tab. Earlier this year, Time magazine named Kilpatrick one of the nation's three worst mayors. Kilpatrick responded by making his very first campaign commercial on Detroit radio an apology.
It's been said that I'm too immature, arrogant, and yes, even a thug. There's the lie that a disgraceful party was held at the Manoogian Mansion where my wife and children live. And then, yes, there are my own mistakes like the infamous Red Navigator or the credit card issues that have helped to fuel this image. Some say these issues question my ability to be a good mayor. Detroit, I've made some mistakes, and I'm sorry if those mistakes hurt anyone. But I have never disrespected the office of mayor or Detroit citizens.
The mayor argues it is Time magazine and others in the media who disrespect Detroit, with a torrent of lurid headlines.
Let us march on till victory is won.
When Kilpatrick kicked off his bid for re-election at a rally in May, his mother, U.S. Representative Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick, abandoned her even-tempered congressional style. She became an outraged mother, imploring the crowd to ignore negative stories about her son. Kilpatrick's recent commercials recast the imposing former college football lineman as a devoted family man. He hasn't been available for many media interviews, not even when an increasingly frustrated flock of reporters gather for the mayor's weekly news conference.
Why is it that the mayor does not come to his own press briefings?
Any questions about this?
Well, no, this is the mayor's. This was set up originally for the mayor to answer questions from the press. The mayor has missed the last eight of these. They've even been moved.
And the bad news keeps coming. Detroit is mired in a stagnant economy, with a city debt so steep that Kilpatrick will likely be forced to lay off thousands of union workers. Most Detroit unions and media outlets have endorsed Kilpatrick's rival, Freeman Hendricks, who was deputy mayor during the relative boom times of the 1990s before Kilpatrick took office. Pollster Ed Sarpolis, with the firm Epic MRA, says the mayor enjoys strong support among very old and very young Detroiters, but seems to have scraped the nerves of many other voters.
When you poll in the city, you ask them, what's the major problem? And amongst the city voters, it's the mayor. The constant coverage over the last year about his foibles, the voters are saying is, you don't really care about us, it's all about you, and that's the reason why he dropped in the polls so quickly from well over the last 2 years.
Kilpatrick could finish second among the dozen mayoral candidates in Tuesday's nonpartisan primary and still advance to the general election in November. But that would also make Kilpatrick the first incumbent Detroit mayor in half a century to finish second in a city primary, and he'd face significant challenges in gaining a second term. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.